Welcome to Knights of Roleplay, an adventuring podcast. This is an actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Royalty-free music provided by Kevin MacLeod, Michael Gelfie Studios, Plate Mill Games, and Tabletop Audio. And now, to adventure. Hello, listeners. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Knights of Roleplay. I'm DM Chris. As our adventure begins, the date is Chargaroth 19th, 3252 AD. After traveling for 3 days through the snowy lands of White Province, you explored a mysterious structure in the ice. Ophelia, a young clairvoyant, sent you to the structure to find an item of great importance. She was not sure what the item was until you found a large platinum egg. Using her telepathic link, she confirmed that it was, in fact, the item her visions had foretold. With the egg in your possession, you set out into the wind and snow for your 3-day journey back to the capital city of Shikar. So, let me get some icy wind music going here. And will you be returning the way you came, which is basically you went to Middle Shard, the town of Middle Shard, and then Rhymewood Village. So are you going back the same way, going back to Rhymewood Village and then through town of Middle Shard?
Assuming our goal is to get back to Ophelia, then I just don't see any reason why we wouldn't.
Yeah, it seems like the safest. It's a proven route.
Right? Sure, sure.
Yeah,
we've already killed everything along the way, hopefully.
All right, let's see. So you're heading to Rhymewood Village. So, Greg, let's have you describe something interesting that happens on the way to Rhymewood Village.
Okay, so we're looking at it snowing in the wind, and we notice two eyes kind of peeking out through a pile of snow on the side, mm-hmm. and I'm wondering what exactly that is, and I hear kind of some clawing and scratching noises and maybe a little bit of a hiss, but I don't make anything of it until something happens.
Something happens.
Unless something means.
Okay, so you just, so you see something, some pair of eyes in the snow, you hear some noises, and then you said you heard some hissing?
Yes.
Okay.
General animal noises.
Okay.
That something is around.
Okay.
And we don't know if that's going to react with us, or is it just kind of just leery of our moving past where it is.
Hiding from us. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Like a snow fox.
Okay. So you move beyond that area, and as you move, the noise seems to kind of follow you at a distance for a little while, but then eventually it seems to break off. But it did seem like maybe you would capture the attention of some sort of a creature. But it eventually lost interest in it.
Okay.
Probably just as well. It's too cold out here.
I wonder what that was.
Okay, so you get to Rhymewood Village. And what is the plan there? Are you just going to stay the night and move on? Is there anything else that you want to do in particular while you're there?
First order of business, have we properly hit the egg? I'm assuming it's...
Z already wrapped it up. But, well, he said it's quite large. Right? How big is the egg?
It's about a foot long. It's about a foot and a half long by about a foot as the widest point.
I mean, if it fits in somebody's backpack, that's the best. Otherwise, Z has, like, flasks and booze and, you know, booze-making supplies all over her kit. So she would volunteer to, like, wrap it up and make it look like a monk's giant flask that they would wear across their back to be camouflaged otherwise.
I mean, a foot and a half long egg should be able to fit in somebody's backpack.
I don't think I have anything that large that I could do that with. Mm-hmm. Could you wrap it up in twigs or something like that to make it look like a...
Well, build a nest in your hair.
No. I don't think that's subtle. Oh, sounds fun, but not subtle.
You can have it covered by a blanket or something.
Yeah, it would just be wrapped up with fabric, and like literally she would make it look like there was a gather at the top of it with like a the neck of a bottle and like a cork or something stuffed in on that. Like she would try to camouflage it.
Okay.
Yeah.
A very large bottle.
Yeah. Monks, you haven't watched enough anime. There is the stereotype of the drunken monk who wears the big, huge, like gourd type flask on their back. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm envisioning.
Okay. So you can disguise it well enough.
Okay.
As for our plan moving forward, well, I mean.
I mean, we might as well sleep somewhere.
I would be just as happy moving on in the morning.
Yeah, stay in the inn and move on. And I mean, for her part, Z likes fun, but she probably wouldn't try to make too much trouble knowing that we're now carrying precious cargo.
Okay, so you move on the next day, and you head toward the town of Middleshard. And on your way there, John is going to describe something interesting that happens on the way.
Okay, so we're moving out of the deep frost and kind of getting more towards temperate areas. Let's see.
It's still fairly heavy snow right now. Once you get beyond Middleshard, as you get toward the border of White Province and Shikar, it starts to let up a little bit more there.
Okay. As we're walking along, spend a little time on my own feet rather than on the shoulders of trees. and we're just walking along pretty normally. Then all of a sudden, how about...
John is looking up something on his tablet.
Aqua finds steps into a deep snowdrift and...
My.
Where did our friend go?
Well, this is inconvenient.
You okay down there?
Well, I mean, it depends on your definition of okay.
I mean, it looks like it could be fun.
I mean, you only sink down, like, up to your waist. You don't get far.
That would have been much more fun if she had gone...
I mean, she steps a legging because it's only up to her waist, but Z steps in with one leg and, like, helps to, like, lift her back up.
Aqua's just, like, looking around. Well, this is odd. Do I see anything from, like, this level of the ground? Like,
you're eye level with me.
You see... Just barely, like, in the area where you were stepping, you see what you think was maybe, like, the remnants of, like, a campfire.
Huh. Looks like maybe people were here at one point.
How recent?
I don't know.
You make a survival check if you want.
I would love to make a survival check.
I will help you.
You say that there were people here at one point, then that must mean there has been a huge amount of snow in that time, especially to cover it all up.
I mean, I say people, but it could have been any amount of beings or creatures of some sort. Something that needed heat, clearly.
I see.
A campfire. You said you help?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
I can't read that. I'm blind.
High contrast dice.
It is high contrast dice. I'm just blind. That would be a Barovian 20, sir. As in a not natural 20.
Very good. Okay. So you find the remnants of some rations. They're frozen and probably fell out of somebody's pack.
Like a popsicle?
Yeah, sure, if you want.
Sorry, I know you hate that sound.
Timestamp.
I didn't even think of that. I just start warping.
And you also find a little pouch.
Oh, what is this? I'll open it up and start peeking around inside with my roguish little crystalline fingers.
Okay, so it's you find that it has 120 gold pieces in it.
Oh, nice. I'll pocket that. And hope the group didn't notice.
Make a sleight of hand check, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, if you want to hide it, you can make your sleight of hand
check. I will make a sleight of hand check.
Okay.
Against...
Seven.
Fails against my passive.
I think that fails against everybody's passive.
So you all see
what
Aqua.
What's she got there?
Aqua tries to put the thing.
What are you doing here?
I seem to have found some coin to add to our bank.
Oh, okay.
Our bank, of course.
Of course.
She says with her little amethyst eyes shifting in her crystalline skull.
Okay.
Shifty.
There isn't much else there other than, you know, just signs that people were there, so... You move forward from there, and you arrive in the town of Middleshard. And so are you doing the same as before, you know, staying the night and then moving on the next
day? Stay one night, keep a low profile, move on the next day. Yeah, she wanted us to get back as quick as possible, right?
We need to have at least hot drink since it's so cold out.
Actually...
So the the Ghoul Sword Inn is still there and available. If you want to go
no
there.
No one's burned it down.
Is Crush the half-orc still?
Actually, it's been a very long walk and very cold walk. Do you think we can just kind of stay the day tomorrow? We should be okay for one day, I think. Give us a chance to rest up, to get supplies if we need them.
I'm for one that we can definitely have some beverages.
Because we've gone through 6 days of supplies.
And food.
Oh, we can probably get supplies without having to stay another day, though.
You could stay at the Ghoul's Sword Inn and
restock
in the morning
the next
if you
day
want.
As we head out. I think we should still try to get back to Shikar as quick as possible.
Aramis goes to the bar.
I suppose. I need to at least visit the market. I'm completely out of rations.
Okay. You can have some of mine. If I get sunlight, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, it's been snowing and overcast.
I think, despite my normal nature, it would be nice, even for you, to kick back and enjoy a day.
Thank you. See, from the straight one.
Z, come over here, Z. Come join me for a drink.
I know my crystalline bones could use some warming by the fire.
Okay.
Okay.
So, shall we sing a song?
Oh, I think, sure. I think a rousing bar song would be good to pick up everybody's spirits here.
I give Z a pint of beer.
Warm everybody up.
You guys are going to do some performing?
A little bit, sure.
You want to do a performance check?
Sure. I mean, beyond my background feature of
Well, that's right. Yeah, if you're Rune Born, yes.
I'm skilled in performance, too.
She has a skill, so...
If you want to make a check, you can earn some extra cash, maybe.
And I am obviously helping you.
They're singing. I'm singing too.
Z may not be singing well, but she's singing.
Yes.
That's an 18.
She 18. Is actually proficient in the flute. So
I will bust out my disco dramatics and my beautiful singing voice along with his barding.
Nice.
Okay. So Andy gets free room and board because of your background feature, and the two of you collect another, we'll say, 20 gold pieces from people that are just throwing coins at you as the two of you are performing.
Sweet!
Booyah!
Booyah!
Z's chilling out. She's drinking.
We'll split it.
Yeah, we'll split it amongst the party.
She's trying
amongst the party,
to...
no, just between us.
Oh, between us. Okay.
Okay.
I'm down with that.
If Crush the Half-Orc is still there, she'd probably see if he wants to drink with them.
Do you have a crush on Crush?
I see Z as like she's fun loving and friendly to everybody, but possibly kind of aromantic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Can I have a crush on Crush?
Let's see. Z, your passive perception is 14, is that right?
That's correct.
Mm, okay.
You could try to have a crush on Crush, but your feelings might be a little transparent.
Ooh.
That was good.
a golf club.
Don't encourage him, Zara.
Aqua is an enigma, for sure. We don't know what they feel.
So as the performance of Aqua and Andy is wrapping up, you can't help but notice that, you know, most people's attention is on the two of them as they're performing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a group of people at a table who seem to keep looking over at you and Erebus.
Okay. Oh. Interesting.
They do sometimes pay attention to the performance as well, but they are frequently turning their gaze back.
Okay.
To the table where you and Erebus are.
All right. She goes to the barkeep and she says, "Drinks for my friends over there," and she sends around the drinks.
Okay.
Subtle.
Well, Erebus turns to look to see what just happened over there.
And she turns and like waves to them and like winks her, you know, she, again, more subtle.
Okay.
You couldn't get more subtle than a large tree.
I mean, at least
bar.
You guys would see that she's paying attention to them, and maybe you'll start to make the connection that they were.
Are you kidding me? I'm going on my fifth rendition of "I Want to Live in America." I want to live in America.
The reprise.
So the server brings the drinks over to their table.
Yeah.
And from the moment that you try to draw attention to them, they're very uncomfortable. It's obviously the very
Oh, darn. That's maybe what she was going for.
So the server puts the drinks down and then moves away from the table.
Okay.
And all of the men stand up from the table and they start to walk over to where you are.
Uh-oh.
they completely ignore the drinks.
Let's see here. So as this is happening, she's going to think real quick to Ophelia and be like, "Hey, this is interesting. Some people paying us a lot of attention. Do you know them?"
She says, "May I look through your eyes?"
Sure.
Okay, you get the tingling, and she looks through. And she says, "I have no idea who these people are, but I fear that there may be others that are searching for whatever this item is."
Mm-mm.
I can't give you any specific information, but I feel like there are others who may have similar abilities to what I have,
okay,
who might also be looking for this item.
All right. And she thinks back, well, that's unfortunate.
Quick aside, only because I never do so as a matter of course without making sure first, we have hence got my long rest.
You have.
Okay.
This is the second day of travel.
I need to reset myself.
Assuming you're somewhere within 15 feet of me, a long tree-like arm is going to reach out kind of subtly low along the floor and come up and like tap you guys on the shoulder, my little performers.
And obviously I would see this now that they're coming towards us.
You see them
us.
Coming towards you?
Yeah.
Well, the performance must go on, but I'm watching.
It looks like we're about to have some guests over here. Shall we prepare?
Let's see what
I am from the stage going to try to convince the toughest looking one of the bunch to join me on stage.
How do you attempt to do this?
I am going to dance down into the crowd and start Esmeralda styling around him and use my persuasion.
Okay.
To do this.
She's in a rave now, so every techno music's going in.
She's got light going on her light stick.
So as you move down to a position relative to where this person is, it's a human male, and he reaches and he puts his hand on the hilt of his sword. He has a short sword. They all seem to be wearing cold weather gear, but you can see signs of like leather armor, and they're brandishing short swords. So you go down next to this person, and he puts his hand on the hilt of his sword, and he eyes you with concern.
Okay.
He said you want to use persuasion.
I do want to use my persuasion, I will role play out this persuasion.
Go for it.
It's up to you. You can just make the roll or not. It's up to you.
I look down at his hand and I place my hand down against his hand. I'm like, "No need, sir."
When you reach down to his hand, he steps back and he draws his weapons, and all the men draw their weapons.
Oh, shit.
Z says, well, it was nice trying, and
I don't even get to roll.
Are we entering combat?
But I have such a good persuasion.
You hear one of the men yell out, find the item, and then they move to attack.
Oh, darn.
Okay.
But I have such good persuasion. I am Groot.
I take a swig of my beer, slam it down.
Darn. I was hoping to try to get something
crack
off
my knuckles.
I was hoping to be able to get something off to avoid
it's
the fight,
my neck.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to think of in my DM brain. Is this playing combat music?
It's building.
Okay,
it's something quiet.
I was trying to think if there was a way that you could use that, and I kept thinking about what I know about these people in my head. Mm-hmm. And if you hadn't reached for his sword,
I was reaching for his hand.
Right, which was on his sword. If you had just tried to speak to him, I was going to allow the roll.
You overplayed your hand.
Just a little.
I mean, she's a crystal. She's a construct. She's learning.
It's okay.
I think that's very much in character for what Aqua would do.
Yep.
She's acting like a courtesan.
It's what her character would do.
Okay. She knows only full stop or full go. Nothing in between.
Well, he cost us any chance that we had to make a subtle exit and try to sneak away from them, right?
Hi, guys!
We're only doing what we do.
Okay, so hospitality.
She either has no idea what you guys are talking about, or she's going to act like the HOs that she sees in the bars.
Hibbity-dibbity.
Flippity-dibbity.
Initiative trackers.
Okay. Initiative.
And initiative. And we're going to roll initiative. Well, I set up the map.
Nice. It's just Andy.
Yeah. So.
I get a good one.
That's like two ones that haven't been great. That's okay, though.
Mine is 16.
I will ask when I am good and ready.
Sorry. I pushed back from my microphone. My hands were up in the surrender position.
I am spicy today. Thank you very much.
Free hugs.
It's all thanks to the meal and blizzard that you got from Dairy Queen. Please sponsor us.
Dairy Queen in Manchester, nonetheless.
Yes.
What is it, like, number one Dairy Queen in the Northeast?
They won top of the country 2 years ago.
Oh, we're right here. Us, it's me and Z.
Okay, so I'm assuming this balcony here is... No. Ooh. Stage-ish area. It's like right.
Why is it always me that?
Yeah, you guys can be in front of the fire.
Okay, because this is like the entry and the hearth, right?
And you are probably like here. I'm guessing.
Next one. Yeah.
The Erebus and I are like at tables. Were we at a table?
I thought we were at the bar.
Were we at the bar?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
Why would you not be?
I bought the round of drinks.
I said they moved up to your table, but we can just.
Well, because Z tipped the hand when she went to the bar and ordered the round and drinks for them, so.
They look like dwarves.
There's something, all right.
Okay, so I got the map set up with the minis.
All righty. Aqua, what did you have for initiative? I'm glad you asked, Aqua. My initiative is 9. Wow, you weren't really paying attention at all. You were expecting to hoodlum them. Yes, I was. Z, initiative, please.
10.
Just Andy?
Andy has very much paying attention when he's on stage. He got a dirty 20.
Dirty 20? Erebus?
16.
All right. That means that Andy will be going first.
Andy's going first.
Oh, but Erebus.
Erebus.
Our bad guys who are always on 13 with our rules.
Don't.
Then Z. And Aqua, who's very surprised that the charms that she's seen all of the courts in her day, their day, use. It'd work.
A for effort.
Hoodwinked! Hoodwinked! And okay. Give me a tracker for the...
For the dudes?
For the dudes.
For the dudes.
The dudes.
There was a... in here.
Did you need a tracker for the dudes? Or you just... well, whatever. Oh, there. I see.
Is it just the one for them?
Yep, just the one.
Just write on it, the dudes.
So our initiative order is... you can just call them thugs.
Can I just call them the dudes?
Sure, you can call them the dudes.
Just the dude being a dude!
So we have Andy, and then Erebus, and then the dudes, and then Z, and then Aqua. That is our initiative order. Sarah has made an initiative marker for the dudes.
Wow.
I love this job!
Joker again.
I may regret having chosen Sarah for this.
Choices have been made.
The old saying, you get what you pay
for. The choices have been made. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you get what you need.
Alright, so top of round one, we have Andy, Halfling, Bard, Warlock.
Okay, well, I'm still up there strumming away on stage, and I weave in a...
So people that are in here are starting to scatter and move away from the bar fight. Oh, some people go running out
but
the door.
But does Crash join us and help out?
You don't see Crash here at all.
Okay. Okay, we'll do that. So, I weave in a nice joke. Watch out for that tree. Her bite's worse than her bark. Hideous,
wow.
Yeah, hideous laughter on the one in the back there.
Hideous laughter.
Is right.
Nice.
Wow.
Awesome.
We just had me laugh.
Tasha's
hideous laughter spell?
That is indeed Tasha's hideous laughter spell.
Okay.
Which is a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom save. Okay, not proficient. Natural one.
All right. He finds that uproariously hilarious, and he falls prone laughing.
This one?
It can attempt to save again at the end of each of its turns.
Do you want to put a magical effect marker on that dude?
I can.
Sir, can you get a picture of the map, please?
Nope.
For our Instagram?
Nope. Doing it for the gram.
I don't think there's a Tasha's Hideous Laughter marker
It's a kind of charm. So, we'll just say he's charmed.
Charmed, I'm sure. Are you going to fix it?
No. Yes.
Well, actually, it might be more better calling it a stun. No, go. No.
Oh, is it laughing uncontrollably?
Yep. Awesome. Yeah, he laughs uncontrollably and falls prone.
Awesome. Awesome.
Somebody want to lay that
now out. I forget, does the laughter end if it takes damage, or is it still going to be laughing?
Can you read the spell, John?
A creature of your choice that you can see within range perceives everything as hilariously funny and falls into fits of laughter if the spell affects it. Target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or fall prone, becoming incapacitated and unable to stand up for the duration. So it may be incapacitated. I think there's an incapacitated there somewhere.
That probably is.
A creature with intelligence score of 4 is unaffected. At the end of each of its turns and each time it takes damage, the target can make another wisdom saving throw. The target has advantage on the saving throw if it's triggered by damage.
Okay.
On success, the spell ends.
So, I mean, given the fact that you are all a new party, I would not assume that people would know that.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to yell something out, because, I mean, you cast the spell, John. Andy cast the spell. Mm-hmm. And then, like, according to the rules as written, you can say, like, 10 words on your turn. Do you want to call out and tell them, tell your party members how to not break the spell?
In song.
I mean, Would Andy think that his party wouldn't leave the, you know, the incapacitated guy alone?
I don't know. It's up to you, man.
You've seen that there are other parts of the party that intentionally knock people prone so that the rogue can attack them. So that would be the one bit of evidence you have in history.
Well, we also see that someone's down on the ground laughing hysterically, so...
Vulnerable.
I mean, I would assume that I don't need to bother with him.
I mean, it's not a huge thing worth belaboring, so I'm just going to say, sure. He says, he just calls out his own... No, screw it. I can't think of anything to say, so no, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. So you see Andy cast a spell. You see this person fall down to the ground, laughing hysterically at everything. So all of you can...
And you can choose on playing.
You can choose to attack or not. It's totally up to you. But that is Andy's turn. And then we go to Erebus, a dragonborn fighter.
Let's see. I'm going to move up to the one that's closest to me. So I think I can get to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, short sword. D6.
You're attacking short sword in one hand, short sword in the other hand? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so attack number one is a miss. But a one.
Natural one.
Natural one.
Attack number two is a 10.
10 misses. Your sword just barely sort of... you actually felt like you made some brief contact, but the person turned and you felt that you hit the leather armor but didn't penetrate through.
Both those dices are fired.
Hitting but not penetrating. Oh.
That is indeed a personal situation.
Okay, so that was your two attacks, right?
Yep.
So then it is the dudes.
A little bit too much to drink already?
Yes, apparently.
So there are two that are right on Erebus. So we'll just have them attack Erebus. So attack number one.
These guys are spoiling my evening.
Short sword attack on Erebus. That is AC 16.
That meets.
So you take 4 slashing damage.
Great.
From that short sword. And then the second one, also brandishing a short sword, Trebek.
Short sword.
Hits AC 20.
That will hit also.
For 4 points of damage. 4 points of slashing damage. And then there is one next to, who is that? That's Aqua, right?
Yeah.
Okay. One attack on Aqua with a short sword. That's going to be AC 6, Alex.
That will miss. Trebek.
So the dudes are done.
Okay.
And oh, they're
the
so
dudes
done.
Are done,
on
man.
To Z, the root folk monk.
All right. So she just kind of laughs and stands up to her full height and says, let's do this. And one long tree limb reaches out and slams into the guy right next to Aqua and tries to knock him prone. So,
okay.
Contested athletics check.
Contested athletics.
Yeah.
I think he can do athletics or acrobatics, I think, to resist. Not that it really matters, but...
Yes, let's see.
So...
What's the... Yeah, okay. This one's... Okay.
My total was 3.
Oh, wow. a lot. Let's see here. 29. With a Thor attack.
Z smash.
Sweep the leg.
So you're knocking this new dude
I am
prone.
Knocking the dude prone right next to the rogue person
okay.
with knives.
So you extend your root folk arm, this big fist. And knocks that individual right on his butt.
And you see kind of green ki channel through her, and just that same long, stretchy arm is going to sweep sideways and do unarmed strike against the next two guys down the line.
You have 3 attacks.
Yeah, Flurry of Blows gets you 2 more attacks.
Yep,
so,
gotcha.
So you see her.
So Flurry of Blows.
Yep. So
this long, extended tree-like limb. We attack the other two that are fighting with Erebus.
Yeah, she wouldn't use flurry of blowjobs.
Ba-dum-bum.
Splinters.
Flurry of splinters. Yeah.
Wooden lips. Ouch.
Did you call that?
So first
flurry of nubs.
I think she's going to miss the first guy that she's had too much to drink. So it's going to be AC 8 to hit.
AC 8 to hit. The person sees the fist coming and moves out of the way.
Ducks under. Okay. So then on to the next, the one that Erebus has been attacking. Again. All right. That's better. That one's going to land at AC, let's see here, 22.
AC 22 will.
For six.
Six damage.
Six bludgeoning.
We will call that individual Dude A.
Dude A.
Dude A.
Did you just say duty? Dude A.
No, we only have four guys, so we don't have a duty.
She's not. Oh. Lumber over to the wall with friends. Andy.
Is he bloody?
No. I need to have you guys update your max HP on these initiative markers.
Oh. 17 for Z. Yeah.
I'll get that after.
That's okay. It's okay. I don't need it right for this
key,
one.
Because I don't have that many key points, and I've never used
just
one.
A reminder to myself.
But it is fun.
Okay. So, three attacks. Three unarmed strikes from our resident Groot.
Mm-hmm. We'll call the giggly one B.
So now, Z, Rufo Monk, is standing over next to Andy, our halfling bard warlock. And we're on to Aqua Shardling Rogue.
Aqua sees this tasty morsel that's been laid out in front of her.
Oh, sorry, I'm gonna do some a brief recon. What was the guy save for the hideous laughter?
He's
wisdom.
Wisdom, yes.
Eight.
Okay. Yeah. No. He still finds everything alive.
Continue, Aqua.
So this tasty morsel in front of her. Yum.
Yummy.
Takes the rapier and slashes downward.
Okay.
I didn't have the dice ready, my apologies.
Some sneak attack stuff going on.
My sneak attack stuff will be going on.
Which letter is that person?
That person will now be C.
C, okay.
CC.
CC.
CC, senorita.
All right. So we'll rip your first. It's a D8.
For our listeners, since the target is prone with a melee attack, she gets advantage on the attack.
And I am level 2, which gives me 1 sneak attack damage, which is an extra D6.
D6?
D6, huh?
Go, Shardling Rogue.
Nice.
Sarah smiling.
Well, that's a 19 on the dice, so that is an AC 24.
That definitely hits.
For 3, 4, plus 5, 6, 7. So 7.
7 damage on C.
7. Piercing.
Okay.
7 piercing. And I'm going to go ahead with my offhand.
That's going to bloody C.
With my dagger.
Offhand, okay.
So I slice down with my rapier and then come down with my offhand with my dagger.
Okay.
So that is still with it.
You're not attacking with the shards, you're actually attacking with the weapons.
Well, my first was definitely with my rapier.
Okay. I was just curious. I didn't know if you were just choosing to fight with weapons, with conventional weapons rather than your shards.
My shard attacks just like a normal dagger anyway, right?
Right, correct.
So for flavor, I'll say that I come down with a shard out of my actual hand.
Awesome.
Flick.
Awesome.
Like it.
So my offhand, I just produce a shard and poof, right stay down right toward his chest.
Style points.
Excellent.
Because I'm very mad he did not accept my advances, because this is the way it's supposed to work.
I love it.
This is the way it always works when I go to the bars. I don't get sneak attack on this one because it's my second, but I do still have... No, that's too many D20s.
Never too many D20s.
That is a 10 plus 5 for 15.
15 will hit.
For 3, do I get the extra on my offhand?
No, you usually don't get the extra damage.
Okay, so that's 3 piercing.
3 piercing.
Okay. Maybe in your bonus action stuff, it would tell you.
There is a feat that allows you to do the extra damage on the offhand. Otherwise, you don't get it unless you take the feat.
Okay, that's where it doesn't show the attack. There's like a setting to make it show up.
It's fine.
Don't worry. So
rapier and then shard, and is that Charnakla?
That would be my turn.
Okay. All right, so that is the end of round
one. How does it feel to have a piece of me inside your chest?
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Thank you for the qualification.
So we are back up to the top of the initiative order. This is round two, and we have one of these thugs is still laughing hysterically. One is down on the ground, badly damaged by our sharding rogue.
Very badly bruised.
And there's two more who are uninjured. So we are going to Andy, Halfling, Bard, Warlock. What would you like to do?
Well, A is injured, right?
A and C are injured, B and D are not.
That would be hard.
Two are injured, two are not.
Yes. And hideous.
Yeah, I guess that does make that D by
so I can't use the other
process
anyway.
Of elimination.
So.
Excuse me, for science purposes, how does it feel to have a piece of me inside your chest?
Well, remember, this is for science.
Science. I have just taken 1 minute off your life.
Okay, I wonder. I'll see.
You're going to make him mostly dead?
Which is still slightly alive.
Okay, there's
don't rush
no
me,
good
Sammy.
Target.
Rush me, you get rat miracles.
All right, then. Well, I guess we'll just go with a another sour cord on the lyre, and a blast of energy comes flying out and hits A, and or goes for A.
This is a Elder's Blast.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't often do direct attacks, but let's see what we got here. That will be hit AC. Oh, what is my spell modifier?
What color energy is your Elder's Blast, John?
Kind of, well, seeing as how it comes from a dryad, probably just like a mixture of browns and greens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
With a little musical flourishes.
You actually see, like, musical notes.
Yeah.
In the air.
Let's see. That'd be 18 to hit.
18 will definitely hit.
For a full 10.
Full 10. Okay. So, A stops moving. Appears to be dead.
Falls over.
Falls over dead from this colorful blast of energy from Andy.
You want to pull it off the map?
Yes.
Okay. Nice job.
They're not undead. They come back to life or anything fun like that. Is that Andy's turn?
That is Andy's turn.
All right. Then we're on to Erebus Dragonborn Fighter. One of the enemies is still laughing, and one is still on the ground. One is standing right next to you.
You guys have turned my evening to shit.
You've soured the whiskey.
Nice.
All right, it's just one extra dice.
I'd be forgetting Bardic Inspiration.
All right, so it's going to be a total of 6.
If it's a critical, you just multiply it by 2.
I mean, it was exactly.
That's okay. You rolled
exactly
the same.
Okay. So how much damage? 6?
Yep.
And this is on which enemy?
D.
D. Okay.
So that was attack number 1.
He He's attacking you with a short sword, so you attack him back with a short sword.
And his second one for 10.
Is he 10?
Yep.
Miss.
All right.
Okay. And is that Erebus's turn?
Yes.
Okay, the dudes.
The dudes. Being dudes.
All right. The one dude that you are fighting, Erebus, will take a swing at you with the short sword. Slash at you, really. AC 16.
That will hit.
4 slashing damage.
Okay. So I think I am bloody now.
You're bloody now? Okay. Yep. Erebus is at less than half hit points. All right.
Do we have our, blood?
Sarah had the blood. Sarah has the blood markers.
Okay.
Let's see. And then there's one on the ground. Okay. So, who's that? C that's on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
C is going to stand up. And attack Aqua.
Come at me, bro.
Short sword. Ooh, AC 7.
That will miss.
And then saving throw for the one on the ground. That is a 10.
Nope.
Still laughing. Okay. And then we are on to Z, Root Folk, Muck.
Okay. Let's see here. She is going to, let's see here, swing out with a branch and this time smash down on D and try to knock him down.
Attacking enemy D. Okay.
Yep. This is the contested check again.
Okay.
Nice. All right. So that's 27.
That is a 8.
Okay.
Okay, he's down.
D gets knocked over. So and D then she gets her free bonus action on her arm strike even without using a key point.
Yes, that is true.
So she's going to swing out another branch and try to sweep through C.
Smack C.
Yep.
Trying to knock C prone out as well?
Trying to smack C?
No, because that's a bonus action. You have to use an action for that contested thing. She's just going to try to hit on arm strike.
Sure.
C.
Is on C?
Yep.
All right.
That's not good. Does an AC 12 hit?
No. Person dodges out of the way and uses a short sword to deflect your arm.
That's that. She's hoping she might be able to kill him, but it's okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Aqua, Shardling Rogue.
She's feeling cocky.
Standing
she
next
won't
to you
get sneak attack front. Because no. Actually, I can use my inspiration.
Sure.
To get advantage and then get sneak attack, right?
Sure.
Right. Yeah. I will use my inspiration to do that.
Sounds good to me.
I am gonna come at him with my rapier first.
Who is this? Is it C?
C.
Okay.
The asshole who
doesn't know how to actually
denied my advances. My advances. Oh, ew.
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 Oh, no.
Ew. That's a 1 and an 8. So I don't think AC 13 is gonna do it.
AC 13 does hit.
There you go.
It does. AC
checker.
Kate missed on a 12.
On a 12.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. So that's 7 piercing.
Seven
piercing on, this is C?
On C. Yeah.
Okay. Here's a question for you. Is this lethal damage?
Huh?
Is this lethal damage?
Are you going to sap him or are you going to kill him?
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking, because do we want to ask him questions? And would Aqua, being pissed off that he denied her advances, even be thinking about that right now? They're very scientific. I keep calling.
It's too bad because I have input on this decision, but it's not my decision.
We still have the laughing one.
We do still have the laughing one.
I say you go, girl.
Aqua, despite scientific brain, is still very upset that her data was wrong. Their data was wrong. I can't believe I can't even get my own pronouns right. So they are going to inflict lethal damage, yes.
Okay. And that was with the rapier?
That was with the rapier.
Okay. So you dispatch enemy C with your rapier.
And seeing that C went down, they will turn and out of her hand, their hand, a dagger straight at D, who they see laying on the ground.
All right.
Range attack would be disadvantage.
You're moving over to stab a seven?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was confused because you were one square away.
It sounded like you were saying you need to pull her off the throw.
Oh, I'm going to pull it out to...
She was producing it to stab it.
Producing it to stab it.
Yeah. Okay.
With flourish.
Just let me flurry it, okay?
Flurry it. No, we must
let me have my flare. Gosh darn it. So that will be AC 15.
That does it.
And that'll be two piercing.
Two piercing on D?
D.
That bloodies D. All right. Rapier attack takes one of them out. Produce a shard. Stab the other one. Is that turn, Aqua?
That'll be turn.
Okay. I believe this is the top of round three. And we have a laughing enemy still on the floor and one who's bloodied. And the other two have been dispatched. So we're at top of the round. Andy, Halfling Bard, Warlock. Greg is digging the music.
It is fun.
It's very cerebral.
I like it.
I would say it's almost like if you watched that show WandaVision.
Apparently you fight better on the floor, so you might as well stay there. Vicious mockery.
Vicious mockery. Okay, what kind of a save is that?
That is also a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom save. 14?
That makes it.
All right.
Wow.
My bite has no sting.
Ha-ha. Your mock is not vicious enough.
But I will also give inspiration, because I'm now remembering that I actually have that, over to who's next? Erebus? Who's next? Yeah, Erebus.
Over to Erebus?
Yes.
All right.
Erebus! Finish him off.
So that's it to add to my damage, whatever.
Let's see. You can add it to one ability check, saving throw, or attack roll.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Okay, so Erebus.
Anytime within the next 10 minutes.
Dragonborn fighter. You're going after the prone D?
Yes.
So, prone D?
Prone D.
I'd hate to be a prone D.
So that is going to be... 20 to hit.
That definitely hits.
And that's going to be for 6.
6. Is this lethal damage?
Yes.
Okay. Dispatched.
Okay.
And he takes the time to punch him in the face.
For ruining my drinking games.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. Question on Port of... Point of order. I don't know if you're taking us out of combat right now and before you make that decision. I would like to ask about our incapacitated friend.
Okay.
If I were to attempt to charm him, would we be considered in combat with him? Would we be considered fighting him in his current state?
I would probably turn that over to all of you. I mean, if your plan is to basically not harm this guy from this point forward, then yes. We will be out of combat.
Is your attempt to charm him going to potentially break him out of the laughter because you're casting a spell on him?
It will not damage him. So by the letter of the spell, by the letter of the rules here, it will not.
Okay.
But I can only attempt so many times.
I mean,
it would be good to at least be able to ask him questions about what's going on.
You have a grapply tree friend who could also tie him up pretty effectively.
I could at this point try to persuade that one.
So, but anyway, let's make the decision. Are we getting? Are we moving out of combat?
I mean, is anybody going to attack this person?
No.
Okay. No. Z's going to tie him up with tree limbs if need be, but that's not going to do damage. So. Yeah.
Before you do that, I mean, this hideous laughter lasts for a minute, and it's only been 3 rounds, so got plenty of time.
So slowly, everybody kind of files back in.
Okay. I am going to weave in a charm person. Into my song on this guy.
Okay.
While he's still down and laughing. So that is also a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom save.
And since we're not trying to harm him, he does not have advantage on that. So
That is a 19, Alex.
All right. He managed just to avoid my charms.
Okay. While he's singing, I am going to walk up and...
Hold on a second. Technically, he would have had a chance to save out of that. Laughter at this point.
Okay.
He
would have. Yeah. This is true.
And he got a 14.
That makes it. He gets it. He breaks it.
Okay. So he stands up off the floor and this is a little weird now because we're out of combat.
Yeah.
So he basically darts for the front door and as he's moving toward the front door you see Crush the Half-Orc come into the front door and punch this guy in the face.
Yes!
And then pick him up off the ground and say, did you lose something?
Thank you!
Love you, Crush.
Snaps out a tree limb
NPC
and
for the win.
Him.
Give that person a beer.
I just wanted him to have a drink.
I know what's wrong with people.
What's all the fuss about? What is happening? I missed
know.
All the fun.
Yeah.
I don't understand. This all goes against all of my data.
They were paying attention to us, and I thought they wanted to join us for drinks. I don't know.
Okay, so you have this person, this individual, restrained.
Tied up.
By roots.
First by tree limbs, and then by ropes.
And then
yes.
By ropes. Okay.
Yeah.
So the proprietor of the establishment asked if maybe you can take this outside.
Hi. Okay.
There's a big fight. You've got somebody tied up in the middle of the bar. People are trying to come back in and drink. And they ask if you can maybe take him outside.
Sure.
Can I take this beer with me as I go outside?
Sure, just leave the mug.
You can certainly take the beer.
Thank you, barkeep.
Z tips some extra, flips some coins.
Flip a coin to your bartender.
Okay, so, I mean, you can just literally be right outside the door. Just so it's not awkward for the patrons.
Okay.
So what is it you would like to do with this person?
Ask him why my charms didn't
wake him up.
Okay, so it's easy enough. Smack the person. A human male, smack him, throw some water on him.
Let me handle this.
So he is awake.
Hello, friend. Seems you've managed to cause a bit of a stir in there. Is something on your mind?
He's looking nervously at all of you. And doesn't say a word. He seems, has a look of defiance on his face. Like he has no plans on trying to talk to you.
Defiance will get you nowhere. In my scientific studies, defiance will get you nowhere but to the torture chambers. Or maybe the morgue?
Oh, no.
Like
no,
your
no.
friends.
Do you want to make an intimidation roll?
Yeah.
Go for it. So are we stepping on your toes, Joe?
Not entirely. I can play off this.
Can Z glow her up behind her and, like, give her advantage on the check and just try to, like, by sheer size add to the scary factor?
What was it you were doing, John? What was it you wanted to do?
I was working up towards persuasion, but if an intimidation roll works,
persuasion
works
too, but intimidation works.
We'll say that, like halfway through what you are saying to him to try to persuade him, Aqua jumps in, and then you follow along, like, playing good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, that's the way how I was going to play it off.
So go ahead and make intimidation with advantage. So.
Okay.
I just wanted him to have a drink.
God damn it. So that's only an 11.
An 11.
Yeah.
Okay. Dice giveth and the dice
take it away.
He's still very close-lipped, closed mouth.
Mm. I feel like I could electrocute him.
No, my friends, we don't want to do that here. Yes, it would be pretty messy here.
It would be messy.
Really, I just find that most people in our friend's position here really have just worked in with the wrong crowd, you know, bought off by the wrong people. So, really, we can just, have a pleasant conversation and see if we can come to an agreement of some kind.
His mouth is crackling with lightning.
Are you trying to make a particular check or something, John? Or are you casting a spell?
Heading towards a bribe. That's what he's heading towards.
Well, yeah. Not entirely.
Yeah.
Because, it's pretty obvious that you were looking for something specific when you saw us. I mean, if somebody is looking for us, it would be, we'd like to know. Because, I like to keep tabs on my popularity. You understand?
He hasn't seen the badge.
No?
Hurry up, little one.
I don't have much of a back that you can scratch, per se, but you scratch our backs, we scratch yours. Perhaps we have something that we could offer you in trade for information.
It's obvious at this point you're probably not getting much from your current benefactor.
Besides punishment for losing three of your friends.
He still doesn't say anything.
Or is it that you don't know anything?
You've tried to intimidate him, and that didn't work. You've kind of sort of tried to persuade him, but at this point, trying to intimidate him, it's difficult to persuade somebody after you've tried to intimidate them.
I shock him a little bit.
Well, I could roll with disadvantage.
Shock him a little bit.
What's happening? What?
Greg has gone to violence.
No.
I have light and breath. I'm going to shock him a little bit.
Don't do it. You're just going to make things more difficult for us.
You're going to zap him with lightning?
Just a little bit.
I'm going to kill him, but that's okay.
If you want to use it, Greg, you have to, roll the damage, and he makes a save. And then,
we'll see if he kills him or not.
And we'll see if you kill him or not.
Oh, God.
Do you want to do it?
I might as well.
Erebus is not exactly subtle either.
No.
Persuasion's my knack.
Okay.
It's mine, too.
I know.
He ruined my evening.
Did you already try persuasion? Or
he's not saying I can roll.
Well, again, it's like he's already been... There's been an attempt to intimidate him.
Yeah, and an attempt to charm person. So it's like he's on my charm person,
and he knows that he was affected by the hideous laughter.
Yeah.
Persuasion, in my opinion, would probably have to come from the person being in more of a neutral state. Or at the very least, you'd have to say or do something that would largely try to outweigh the failed intimidation.
Could give him lots of money.
You could have offered him 200 gold or something, and then maybe I would like to do that.
Greg!
Oh no!
Greg!
Oh no!
Greg!
Isn't the breath weapon a save? Is it an attack?
The breath weapon is not an attack.
Okay.
It is a saving throw. I believe it's a deck save.
Which,
bitch is
because
he's
tied
up.
Because
he's
tied up.
He automatically probably.
So he just fails it because he's tied up. So Erebus gets sick and tired of this, shoots lightning at this person who is tied up, on probably sitting on the ground, and gets fried for how much?
It's 3 damage.
3 damage. 3 lightning. Okay.
It's really only 1d10.
For now.
Yeah. See, that's not too bad. I'm just giving him a little incentive to talk.
He's restarting his heart.
So he looks a little shaken by this electricity from the Dragonborn.
A little.
You think...
I didn't want to be a murder hobo.
He might be a little more open to persuasion at this point, if either of you want to try persuasion.
I kind of think to... Ophelia and say, hey, look through my eyes. Do you have any ability to communicate with people like this?
She responds and says no.
Okay.
She has a link with all of you, and that's it.
Okay.
But he might be more in the mood for being persuaded now.
All right. Okay. Erebus has the gun show going.
Souring the night even further, maybe we can give this guy more than his benefactor was giving him.
I think we're a little beyond that point at this point, thanks to a certain snouted friend of ours.
If the alternative is
I'm going to sit down on the ground next to him.
Or think you should try your
a whole bunch of money.
To talk.
I mean,
again.
If it was me, I like a whole bunch of money.
This is the very definition of too many cooks, by the way.
Yes. I'm sitting down on the ground next to him. Listen. I spent my whole life in a lab. I don't know much about this world. I don't know much about you. I don't know much about what we're doing out here or what you even were out here looking for us for. But we just need to know what's going on and why we're here, and if you can help us with that, that'd be great.
Okay, make a persuasion check.
I'll give you inspiration.
Okay.
Go for it.
2 8s
of dice.
Well, good thing is it's my knack, so that is still a 17.
A 17, okay. It's still good. It's still good. Okay. So he says, I was hired to work with these men on a job. Something about an item. They didn't even tell me what it was. I was paid 150 gold pieces. I really don't understand what is happening here.
That makes two of us.
So if they told you to get an item, but you don't know what it is, how would you know if you found it?
The guy that hired me, he kind of motions his head in toward the interior, indicating somebody that was killed during the battle. That was the information I was given, and I was given a pouch of money, so I didn't question it. I assumed that the guy that hired me would know what the item was. I don't know what it is. They didn't tell me what it is.
I'd say we make it worth his while to go back to the superiors and just report that something in the ice stole the other three and forget that this happened and never come back.
Or enough that he can just disappear on his own.
Yeah, or disappear on his own.
I'd like to go back to the bar and finish my drinking.
You go back to the bar and finish your drinking. You're a mean drunk.
Well, we did just come across some money.
So, I can pitch in.
Me too.
So what is happening right now?
I think we're pooling together 200 gold to give him.
So
he'll go back and tell his superiors, either disappear if he wants to disappear, or go back and tell his superiors that the other three were killed in the winter.
I think he's indicating that his superiors were that he was hired by one of the guys we already killed.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So I don't think there's any superiors to report back to. I say we give him some money and tell him to have a good life and forget what had happened personally.
Okay.
So you give him how much gold?
We give him another 150.
Give him the pouch of 150 that we found. Yeah.
We found 120.
120.
You guys got 60 for performing, right?
We got 20.
For performing.
Okay. I say we give him the pouch of 120 that we found.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In most places, 120 gold would set somebody up for years.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money, yeah.
It's a lot of money. Friend?
Yes.
I lost a son once. You should give yourself a better life. And I'm going to hand him the pouch I saved for our bank.
Okay. He seems kind of surprised. I assume you want to tie him and you give him the bag.
Yeah.
Okay. So he kind of stops and thinks for a second. And he kind of looks at all of you, takes you all in except for Erebus, who's going back inside.
We've sent him away.
He says, "You could have killed me, and you're sending me away with money."
Yes.
The person who hired me mentioned the name Zathul.
Zathul,
yeah. And he says, "Thank you for not killing me.
Just promise you'll make yourself a better life."
I will try.
I'm standing just outside the door, so I see him and I say to him, "I'm sorry that I had to do what I had to do, but know this, never disturb me when I am doing my fun activities."
he looks nervously at you and just kind of nods in acknowledgement, and then takes off. So you all know that Zathul is the name of the Dragonborn council member who is the Red Dragon.
Oh,
interesting.
The Red Dragonborn or the Red Chromatic Dragon?
Dragon.
The Dragonborn Council is made up of a Dragonborn of each color.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they sort of oversee each province, which has the same color name. So there are the five. There's red, blue, black, white, blue, black, red, and green council members. Mm-hmm. They're all Dragonborn. Okay. And this is the Red Dragonborn Council member.
Okay, you said Red Dragon, so we were not sure if you were talking about the actual chromatic.
No, you were not sure. I knew exactly what he was talking about.
Oh, okay. So.
Yes, the Dragonborn Council member who is colored red.
Okay.
His name's Zathul. Okay. Who apparently hired these people to find the item.
Fine. Makes sense. That tracks.
Which mean, okay. Well, I guess we can head back in. It's cold out here.
Okay.
I don't think we want to stay.
I thought your shiny new armor made you not so cold.
I don't know that we want to stay tomorrow, though. We may want to head straight back to Shikar. Cause, I mean, fights are fun, but if more people follow...
We truly don't know who else is going to come for us.
No, I don't. I think we'd be safe enough for tomorrow. These were the people that they had here, and we just chased them off. It's not like they're going to be immediately aware that something went wrong and send more people the next day.
What if
we're out in the boot? We're out in the middle of. I hesitate to say out in the middle of nowhere. These are fine people.
Probability stands to reason. Probability stands to reason that if the Red Dragon Council is looking, there are four other dragon councils that may be looking.
Not to mention, if I was a head honcho, I might not trust that just one squad of mercenaries would get the job done. Mm. I might send a few.
Goon squads cost money, though, so...
And you think the Dragon Council doesn't have money?
Lack for money.
I don't know about you, but my pockets have been taxed by them for many, many years.
Well, then, in that case, it doesn't matter what city we stay in. They'll all potentially have somebody looking for us, so we might as well stay in the one that currently has, that we know, fewer people looking for us.
I would personally feel safer in a city that I knew.
Yeah. Shikar's bigger. More numbers. Easier to
hide.
What time
is it?
Like in game?
Hey, we're going to stay overnight. I'm not suggesting that we leave tonight.
I just want to know if the markets are still open.
Okay.
No, it's like 7:30.
But we can go to the market in the morning.
I will gladly cook rations tonight for you, my friend.
The tavern has food. We can shop for supplies and still get to Shikar tomorrow.
Z, this is for you.
Well, thank you.
This is for you, too. Aqua.
You're handing them drinks?
Aqua's looking at this drink.
We're going to sleep over
there. For walking and fighting.
They don't really know what to do with the drink.
And I put one down in front of the little one. Here, little annoying guy.
Little annoying guy?
He broke Saragrain.
Oh, no.
I'm not mad at you for telling me to go away.
I believe, friend, that he merely wanted to make sure you got back to your drink as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But that's just what the nature of my analytics say.
Let's rest. What is it, like, one day to Shakar?
You may be right.
Tomorrow?
Correct. Yeah. But you might be
one more day and we can rest in Shakar for a while.
The probability is low, but the possibility is there.
Well, cheers then.
So is the group consensus cheers. Against Andy? Does the group want to stay the night?
The group wants to stay tonight, but we don't want to stay tomorrow.
I don't think we're safer in a smaller town where there's going to be fewer groups that are easier to spot than we will be in a big town.
Little big town?
Yes. Where it's easy to hide in a crowd and more likely to be more groups looking for
easier us. Easier for us to hide in a crowd.
I think that they felt that eye roll over the recording.
John is finding a way to be contrary with yet another character.
Not deliberately. He really wants to spend a day relaxing.
So at the very least,
taking a break.
So you're going to spend the night at the very least.
Oh, very least. Very least. Okay. We're not going for exhaustion.
Okay, cool. Okay, so what is the plan? You're staying overnight? And then, are you leaving the next day?
I guess, yeah. After a quick stop to resupply a few rations.
Certainly
going to grab a few on our way out of town.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere overnight, Z would have communicated with Ophelia to share the name that we were given.
Yeah, she recognizes it as the Dragonborn. Council member who is the Red Dragonborn.
Okay.
She's concerned but not surprised. So then you return the next day to Shakar. Let me put on some medieval city stuff. There we go. Okay. So you are in the city of Shakar. There was some treasure with those dudes. Sorry. There was a total between the dead guys that you took out.
Three.
They had 320 gold pieces.
Whoa!
And they had bracers of defense.
Whoa!
And just leather armor and short swords.
Okay. They all have bracers of defense?
No, just one.
Just one. Sounds like that should go to somebody who's not wearing armor.
The rogue is like, ooh.
Braces of defense, I think, can work for somebody who has...
It was on your list.
Yeah, the monk. Sorry, I meant to say monk. I know it's for me. Sorry, I have words, brain.
Our poor DM is like,
sucked out the
dude.
Brain.
Yes.
This is the second time
that you have...
No, I knew the second you said that were for me, and I said rogue when I meant to say monk. So, yes, I'm not that dense. I actually got it.
I keep reading things off your list to try to give them to you.
I did. I saw that.
You people ask me for things, and then I give them to you, and you're like, you should take this other person that's not me.
No, I meant to.
Worse.
All right, so you're in Shakar. So where do you go once you arrive in Shakar?
Being a little bit cautious to make sure we're not followed, I would say we go to... Barton's provisions. So maybe telepathic communication with Ophelia to make sure that that's what she wants us to do. I would say that we head towards Barton's provisions as long as she doesn't warn us off.
Wait, we're being precautious, so we're going straight to our benefactors?
While making sure that we're not followed and checking that that's what she wants us to do.
She has no problem with you coming straight to Barton's provisions, yes. Okay. So you go there.
And I mean, Z is probably derpy enough that she would do like a beeline straight.
So you go to Barton's and you talk to Ophelia, and she asks to see the egg, obviously. Okay. You're in that same room in the back where you met her originally, and you put the egg on the table, and... As Ophelia touches the egg, her eyes take on a platinum glow. Her hair begins to float up off of her shoulders.
Whoa, creepy.
Her gaze is distant, her body still. After a short time, she returns to normal, and she says, I saw a temple in Green Province. There is a tablet there that you must find. The tablet is somehow connected to the platinum egg.
Can you describe this temple? What it looked like?
It was largely overgrown. I think that it was probably vaguely pyramid-shaped, but it's hard to tell. There was a lot of overgrowth, lots of trees and moss and things.
Does it sound familiar to me? Since I'm from Green Province.
Same. Yeah. Do either of us recognize it as an area that we've been from?
Why don't you make intelligence checks?
Straight up intelligence, or can I add history?
I'm going to mark the inspiration that I got when I slept, just so I can burn it.
Oh, that's right.
History would be perfectly fine as well, yes. Which okay. I think history is
or
intelligence,
history.
Right?
It is.
Okay. Yes, you can certainly do a history check.
I stink at either. It doesn't matter.
Nope, didn't hear of it.
We'll see.
Five.
Didn't hear of it.
Oh, okay.
For somebody as well-traveled as I proclaim to be, I don't know crap about anything.
Z, who comes from old tree folk out of Green Province, at least gets a 19 for her recall of her childhood in Green Province.
It's a 19. This was on history?
History or intelligence, whatever you want me to do. It's the same for either.
She's not proficient, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
I burned my inspiration to have advantage.
I mean, it rings a bell that from the people that that you knew when you were younger, they've mm-hmm. talked about lots of different kinds of ruins and things in the forest. Okay. There are ones that are supposed to be more pyramid-shaped. Okay. There are a variety of different kinds. I mean, you know they exist. You may have even explored a couple when you were younger that were abandoned.
Right.
But you don't know. I mean, I feel like I can't give you a very good description.
So not like I'm going to stumble necessarily over my parents' house when
no.
we go there. Okay, that was kind of what she's checking.
I mean, I feel you.
Her
can,
relationship with her family is awkward.
I feel you can sort of like with the structure on the ice, she can give you a bearing, possibly a couple of landmarks so that you know where you're going.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's not uncommon for there to be temples and other kinds of ruins out there in Green Province.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't look like a great deku tree.
No.
Something out of Final
Zelda reference. That one.
Over my head.
Zelda reference.
Zelda reference. Okay.
Calls himself a nerd.
Okay, so with this new information... what is your plan moving forward?
Rest up for a bit and then go to Green Province. I guess. I mean, and what are we doing with the egg? Is it staying?
Are you like leaving right now?
Not right now.
Are you staying for a day or 2 days?
Oh, I would dig in my heels if you say we were leaving.
Yeah,
right
no.
Now.
Let's rest up for a day or two. As long as Ophelia isn't like we need this right now. I mean,
she doesn't. There's no immediate need. I mean, she suspects that because Zethul seems to have sent people after the sure. egg that there could potentially be a time crunch, but she doesn't really know.
Let's stay for a day or two. If Z manages to find her sage mentors, she may pick the brain of the one who is dragonborn and has ties to the council based on the new information okay. that we've gotten.
So you're gonna at least stay a day in Chicago before you leave
mm-hmm.
and maybe gather some information.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, that's fine. So we can end there and do some stars and wishes.
Okay.
Just want to get some idea of what you guys are doing.
Oh, how much is the component
bank? Okay. I have a sheet here for my stars and wishes. By the way, the party is now third level.
We were not expecting that for like another adventure. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a big, huge thing to deal with.
Oh.
Yeah, you have
that's
to
a big deal for me, too.
Well, I mean, after the first adventure, you hit second. And then this is your third adventure.
Okay.
So every three adventures you go on.
We should have brunch with you and go through character sheets and stuff at some point.
So, Greg, do you have any stars and wishes? Stars are things you like. Wishes are things you'd like to see.
I think as far as stars, that everyone is doing a really good job of finding their characters and where they are in this campaign. And some of us are doing different things, which may not be expected of some of us. So, you know, it feels very freeing to do that. So I think that's a big star for me.
Okay.
As far as any wishes, I don't think I have any right now.
Sure.
But I guess my thing I would probably say is maybe to just pay attention to, you know, if someone's trying to do something, to be aware of that. Because sometimes if people are, you know, talking over...
Crosstalk, yeah.
Yeah, you don't really know what they're trying to do.
That's a typical thing. John, do you have any stars and or wishes?
I'm going to say no and no. Things went pretty smoothly this adventure, but nothing particularly stood out or was problematic to me.
Okay. Kate, do you have any stars and or wishes?
I mean, stars are still everybody playing totally different archetypes. So Greg being more out there in particular this adventure and watching Sarah find ways to be a little more assertive with her more straight-laced character in her own player room, which I thought was fun too. And no other wishes that I can think of right now.
Yeah. Sarah, do you have any stars and no wishes?
Stars. Really loved seeing Greg. Seeing you play a frat boy is just totally off the cuff and fun. I'm just totally in awe of it. Wishes. And at further star, I love that despite the fact that my own wish is that I will shut up and wait more, because I'm so used to ending up being the voice of the party that I need to remind myself sometimes.
Sure, sure.
To take a back seat sometimes, because I am honestly trying to be the quieter rogue.
Sure, sure.
Believe it or not. So another star for me is actually seeing John step up and try and be more of a face of the party is really nice.
I still need a lot of practice on that.
And me as a character, I need to give you the practice. So that's one of my wishes for myself. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. So because Sarah has asked me the last three adventures what my stars and wishes were, I added myself to the list. I did not plan on being on the list. I was just going to have the feedback from all of you.
Two-way street, man.
It is.
I agree with everybody that the party dynamic is fun and it's still evolving. I liked listening to Sarah trying very hard to think about how her character would react in a given situation and not necessarily do what Sarah would do, but try to do what Aqua would do. But not with that, you know, stupid lame, well, that's what my character would do, so I'm going to steal from the party and kill people. You know, it wasn't like that. It was like Sarah was like I have this idea in my head of what my character is like, grown in a lab, you know, lost their son in the situation, tried to use my knack on this person. It didn't work. Aqua's angry, you know, and then she did lethal damage. So I think that's good roleplay. I think that was good.
Thank you.
My stars are just my wishes are the same as they are have been, which is, you know, try to execute plot ideas and fun, interesting ideas and fun, interesting ways. Try to get magic items to you guys. And actually, one star for myself was like I wanted to work Crush into that adventure. And
and it was great. I loved it.
I kind of forgot about it when the fight was starting, and then I was like, damn it. And then when he made the save out of the thing, I was like,
Oh, I can use Crush right now. I can use Crush right now.
That was awesome. DM star. Double star.
So despite the fact that I forgot in the beginning, the fact that I was able to bring it in at the end there was a lot of fun. So, all right, let's say goodnight to the listeners.
Goodnight,
listeners.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review anywhere this podcast can be found. Our social media links, plus additional content, can be found on our website at knightsofroleplay.com. Please tell your friends about Knights of Roleplay, an adventuring podcast, and spread the word through social media. Your help and support are greatly appreciated.